It's a Friday and it's the sunny side. You're welcome to the show. Happy weekend. Oh my. Yeah, welcome to the show. 12:29 on the clock right now. So there's something I would like us to talk about. Now this has to do with when I was coming up with what to discuss on the show today, right? The first conversation to have. Now we started off the conversation with some women or ladies who would do enhancement surgeries just to look good for the man, to notice them, you know? As I was telling of how a friend of hers had to do some enhancement surgeries, you know, and so that she can get to meet certain set of people. So the conversation started that way and then went all the way down to what we'll be talking about right now. Hey, my name is Constance Mega and this is The Sunny Side. So we will talk about men proving their worth to women. It's not just going to be centered on that, but we'll start off like that and then we'll continue. And of course, as the conversation progresses, we'll look at different angles to what we'll be talking about, right? So before now, or not just before now, I would say that women have always been a center of attraction for men. Yes. Okay, I mean, who was the person that woke up to a beauty? Who was the person that woke up to say, oh my, this is the bone of my bone? It was the man, right? Yeah. So he was put into sleep and then someone was made, very specially someone was made. And then he woke up to see this person looking all beautiful and everything. So she was center of attraction. And now many years ago, I don't know if there are still cultures where this is still being practiced. I believe that there has to be a culture somewhere where people still do this. That men would go out of their way to do something so that a woman would accept them or accept their love, their proposal. You remember what used to be, I wasn't born then, but I've seen these in movies, read them in books, where the men might have to go on some kind of hunt for something, maybe some egg of one python or whatever, or would engage in a fight, you know? Whoever is the last man standing, definitely he will be awarded the princess or anything, or anybody, any lady who he wants. So it's more like men trying to prove their worth one way or another. But usually it's physical. You just have to do something to show that, yes, I'm man enough to be that person for you. They were doing a lot to prove their worth to women. But these days, it's looking like it's something else that's happening. Women doing a lot to prove their worth to men. Or maybe it's all in my head. But I don't think it's all in my head. I think it's something that is actually happening in the society today. All the enhancement surgeries. Now, one person actually said recently that she did not go for enhancement surgery to attract men or something. Talking about Toke Makinwa. But then you just wonder, okay, who are we showing all the body for? Are you showing your body and doing all of that for a fellow lady? Maybe, I don't know. But the whole beauty enhancement thing that happens in our society today, I mean, I could say that most times these things happen because someone wants to look good enough for a man to say, yes, she's worthy, she's beautiful. A lot of things women are doing these days to prove that they are good looking. Some even go as far as bleaching their skin. And then for some other people, they would tell you that, these days, men know they marry woman way. When know they do anything? So they actually get involved in a business or get a job, not because they want to work, or not because they've acquired a skill and they would like to actually practice what they have learned, but because they want to prove to men or to a man, I don't know, that they are worthy. All right. So that's the basis of the conversation today, right? So I'm asking if men still try to prove their worth to women. That's what I'm asking. Do men still try to prove their worth to women? If they do, what are they doing these days to try to prove that? Maybe someone would say all the hard work, men try to make a lot of money to prove their worth to women. Is that it? Because there's a lot of women working these days to prove their worth to men. But hey, I just want to know. I just want to hear from you. Do men still try to prove their worth to women? Or that era where men proved their worth to women, is it gone? Or do we still have that happening? All right, it's the sunny side. And hey, today is Friday. So let's have this conversation. The numbers to call are 0817 923 0002. All right, head on to Facebook, okay? Get on there. Nigeria Info 92.3, and I would like to hear from you. You're welcome to the show. What's your name? Hello? Is anybody home? Okay, that happened. All right, do well to call back. You can as well send messages via WhatsApp to 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. And as I said, you can actually head on to Facebook at Nigeria Info 92.3PH. Don't forget to like our page, right? Yeah, do that. And then Instagram as well. Nigeria Info FM underscore PH. Nigeria Info FM underscore PH. Get on Instagram and join the conversation. Hi.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good afternoon. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Oh, no.
Not even clear. Hello? Can't hear anything. Hello? Welcome to the sunny side. What's your name?
Good afternoon, my name is
Cassie. Okay, I don't know what's happening with the internet or the network, but it's fine. Could you say that again?
Hello.
What did you say your name is?
Hello. My name is Cassie. Cassie.
Honey, you will have to call me back. The line is breaking. Now, we will have this conversation. Come on, send me messages on WhatsApp. Head on to Facebook and leave a comment there. I will read them. All right? And I'm still waiting. I'm still waiting to get your calls. Let's see what's here. Oh, just to also remind you, you could send me a voice note on WhatsApp. Yeah, I just remembered. So in case you're calling and you're not able to get through, please send me a voice note on WhatsApp. But please keep it clean. All right? Do not say something that you wouldn't say to your pastor. Thank you. Hello?
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Felix from Santa Maria.
All right, go on.
Yes, let's prove their worth to women.
Oh, my God.
And that proof is just money. Hello?
You said the proof is what?
Whether the money is a public money from the ritual, so make the money first. That is what women want. That is the proof. Hello?
Okay, I want to... I've just wrapped my head around what I think I heard. It says something about men having to make money. That's the way they have to prove their love for women. Is that what he said? If you heard him, right? Or you can as well send me a message on WhatsApp. 0809-030-6416. That's for WhatsApp messages. Remember also, you can send me a voice note on WhatsApp as well. Hello, it's the Sunny Side. What's your name? What's going on?
Yeah, Constance, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
This is Mr. Zion from Port Harcourt.
All right, Mr. Zion, please go on.
The answer to your question is yes. Men no longer prove their worth, their substance anymore to women.
Interesting.
Because to a large extent, some women have reduced their standards. And the men look at it that there is no need now. This one was not worth it. So what am I struggling myself for? Some ladies have made it so cheap. Men now see them as objects. I don't know if you heard this common phrase like, this one a weather for him. What does that signify? And this same particular man will come out at the middle of the night. We see a not even middle of the night, by 4 p.m. in the evening, see a lady, just tell her whatever he wants to tell her. That was 4 p.m. By 5:30 p.m., this lady is already naked in his bedroom. So what is he struggling for? What work does he want to prove? What is this? The truth is this. In the days of our fathers as Africans, for you to see a lady's body when she did not open it for you is like something, a treasure you want to venture. It's an adventure. It takes a tax. For even a lady to say, I love you, she opens her mouth to tell you the man, I love you, is like you are a special breed. But today, look at it. Enlargement, enhancement, and women, we don't even see that. After 5 minutes, we don't even know what happens. You will be admiring you. We may just stress our mind for that period. Just want to carry you in the car, increase the AC, take you to a flashy place. After that 5 minutes of seeing your body, you don't want to be, you are not worth it anymore. We're going for an adventure. So why can't the ladies learn to keep their... Why can't they value that period? Why can't they maintain it the way it used to be? The issue of go get money to come and impress, that is what impress, to come and impress you. After we impress you with the money we have made, we are looking for someone else. But if the women go back and ask their mother, Mommy, what does it take when my father got married to you? You will hear that the mother will first preach chastity, respect, humility, and humble. Respect your father. I respected your father, my husband. But today, it's no longer like that. In fact, some men have seen women as child producing machines. A woman that will come and wash his clothes for him. When you see some, I think we discussed it one time, in some family, when the guy has a mental problem, that...
Oh, well, that happened. All right, thank you for calling, Mr. Zion. Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
My name is Cassie.
Okay. Where are you calling from?
Okay, so I'm calling...
Are you using an earpiece? I'm hearing some kind of sounds.
No, I'm not using an earpiece.
Okay. Are you trying to keep something? Can you go on now? All right. Can't hear her anymore. Oh, wow. Okay. So, Mr. Zion has, he's more like a floor opener on this particular conversation. And he's actually touched on some, areas, and the part he was holding on to was the fact that before now, in the olden days, it was such a big deal to meet a woman, but now it's like they're all over the place. So a lot of men are no longer trying to prove their worth to women. Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon. Hello? What's your name?
Good day, yeah. I just want to put my little contribution to what we are discussing. My name is Norm.
What did you say your name is?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. What's your name?
My name is Noble.
All right, Noble. Please go on.
Okay. I just want to throw the line of that. The truth is that a lot of women, the way they've acted and what we've seen as an experience we've gathered, really makes it difficult for men now to prove their worth. Because women don't make themselves valuable as it were before. So you find out at the end of the day, you put in all your best just to please a man. You do all you can, but at any slightest, whatever, they're out of your life. So what is the need? What is the essence? What is the essence of all those efforts, all those things you are trying to do just to please her or just to make her comfortable? And just by the next second she steps out, she sees another man that is driving Range Rover, she's off. So it's really not worth it. The experiences we've gathered have made us, God, if God gives you a good one, fine. If you don't have it, then my brother, just know that is the way it is. So there's no need to kill yourself for anything. The same thing with women too. So men are scared of women now. Women are scared of men. But that is just the truth. So that's my little contribution. Thank you. Then secondly,
okay,
I round up. All these enhancements, trying to make yourself look so artificial and all of that, my dear, those things does not add any value. Those things are just, to us, even men, we don't really like artificial women. We like natural women, women that are natural and down to earth.
Are you sure?
Anything
are you speaking
that,
for men?
Have fun with you, and at the end of the day, we'll
hello?
Find our way.
Thank okay, you. Can't hear me. All right, thank you very much. Okay. It says, we men, we don't like... Okay, speak for yourself, oh. You know men who like... artificial, that thing you call artificial, that's what they like. Hello?
Hello?
Good afternoon, what's your name?
My name is Bob.
Oh my goodness, the line is breaking. Please do well to call me back or send me a voice note on WhatsApp, all right? 0809-030-6416. That's for the voice note. And of course, the numbers to call are 0817-923-0002 and 0817-923-0003. Hello, welcome to the Sunny Side. What's your name?
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Constance.
Hi.
This is Stanley Renters calling you from Eberia, Mama.
All right, you're welcome, Stanley.
Thank you for joining you. The topic you're just talking about is a very welcome and a very nice topic. As for me, I will speak for myself. Like, I can see what you are saying about the other last caller. As for me, I don't like artificial woman. I like a natural woman. Because all these men that go for artificial women, I can also say that those men are also artificial men. I don't know if you are getting me. Hello?
I'm waiting for you to explain how the men are artificial.
Yes, sir?
You said the men are also artificial, so I'm waiting to hear the explanation.
I say yes. The men that are the men, those artificial women are also artificial.
How are they artificial?
Yes, because the Bible says that by their fruit you shall know them. You understand? And with what somebody says in his mouth is also what he thinks he has in his heart. Are you getting me?
I'm listening.
Hello?
I can hear you.
So if somebody is original, you also need the original something. You understand?
Okay. So let's talk about the part where I'm asking if men still try to prove themselves to women. What's your take?
Sorry, come again.
Do men still try to prove themselves to women? That's actually the question.
Sorry, I can't hear you.
Oh, interesting. All right. Thank you for calling, though. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name? Where are you calling
from? Can I hear you now? My name is Bob.
All right, Bob.
In this topic you presented, what I would say, as my own view, is that things have changed. But you're not supposed to go with the change, but try to manage the change so that you know affect of you is affecting us now. Like our mothers and our fathers, they not like that today. Though they have their own way of also approaching life in a culture that will also make it convenient for them to live the life that they have to live. But today it's not like that. Like social media, you can know what's happening in China, America, through your phone. But people are following the trend. And the same voice speaking from the beginning, when the first woman, the first mother called Eve, something was telling her, eat this fruit, if you eat this fruit, you'll be like this. Discovered that after eating the fruit, she was not like that. It's a fake voice. Something telling a woman, go and hide your hips or your front side. It will make you more acceptable. But when you do it, you forget its advantage. Because it's not everything that lasts forever. And because we are a woman who has left her first calling of motherhood. Motherhood is a calling. It's a commandment. Go and multiply. If you to marry, to multiply, you are alone. You will not fulfill that purpose because the word of your creator is not in you. Because if a woman is married, has a mother, you will not have time for those girls to ladies who rent their own apartment and stay and live as if, you know, they go away from their home, you worrying them, they go and get married, because they have a time limit. So if you have the word of God in you, don't have a calling as a woman, you will maintain, you will not follow the trend. Because those things are just vanity. Then come inside of man, the question you ask. Some men also who want to meet up. That's why you see a man who go and rob to impress a woman. Maybe he wants a particular type of woman with a particular type of shape. And then the woman, you approach the woman, say no. The woman did not oblige him. He said, what is making her feel like this or give this to me? If she saw the woman with a man with a SUV or Range Rover, whatever type of car, okay, is this one that making her not to accept me, you go and rob to Yahoo, so many things to meet up that class so that you can be able to get that kind of a woman. Politics are vanity.
You know, from what you're saying, you make it sound like there are no men out there doing legitimate stuff just so they can actually have money to buy the Benz and still prove to a woman that they're able to make money.
When money plays center stage, that's why I was saying that we shouldn't love money too much, you know?
You're adding too much, you're saying something else. That's not what the Bible says. You're putting too much. It says you don't love money.
No, that is what the Bible says now.
It did not say you should not love money too much. It says the love of money. You do not add too much.
The root of all evil. Not the getting of money, the love of it. That is, you can do anything for money. You can do anything to get that money.
Yes, I understand what you're saying, right? But I was just trying to point out that from what you were saying, you make it sound like there are no men out there who are trying to do something legitimate just so they can get the money. That's kind of money that will prove to maybe the woman they love or any woman they want to go for.
Yes, that happened with time. Because someone was talking about fake men. A fake man is someone that lives a fake life. What you are not, you say you are. Some people go and borrow something to impress a woman. You don't borrow to work. You don't borrow to marry. Live your life naturally. Don't force it. Mm-hmm. And once you've done what is right, it will flow to you. It's not like forcing it in any way. Even the woman, too. There's beauty. They call the beauty in the eye of the beholder. the way you are, there is somebody who will like you for who you are.
Okay.
Whether you are tall, short, dark.
What if the person that likes me is not the kind of person I like?
No, you meet the kind of person you like one day. If you are guided, if you are leaded. You know, before I drop the call, describe a shepherd. A shepherd is someone who talks to you. A shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is your shepherd. You hear the voice of the shepherd. If you don't have a shepherd, anybody can, any spirit can talk to you, you follow. And to mislead you. Thank you. My name is Bob.
All right. Thank you, Bob. And quite a conversation there. Hello. All right. Do well to call back. How many minutes do I have? A few minutes before 1 p.m. At 1 o'clock, remember, we have the news update. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. What is your name?
Kachi.
Did you say Kachi?
Kachi.
All right, go on.
Yeah, so I normally tell people that whenever you are talking about something that involves everybody, you need to use the word something, because everybody is not the same. You know, I will give examples of animals. Not all animals feed on grass, you know. Some animals feed on fellow animals, some animals feed on grass, and so on. So I believe that men, sometimes I put some men the blame of why some ladies go for this surgery to, you know, look good, look beautiful. Because sometimes when you sit with men, they'll be like, okay, I love a lady with big thorns, I love a lady with big back, you know, they keep telling you what you want in a lady, you understand? And some people, when they hear this, they feel like, ah, this is what some men want. They go for all this just because they want to look good for some certain men, you know? And then some ladies, they are still the reason why some person, some men are working so hard just to impress them, because you love this very girl very much and you don't have everything to give to her, but because you love her, you are working so hard in order to please her, so she will not be able to look outside, so she will not be able to look follow another man. So you see that the problem we are having because of all this enhancement and having women trying to please men and men trying to please men is we looking for things that we can just manage and be where we can. No, we don't want to be like that. We want to look like this person because we feel like this person is going to accept us because of the way we're looking. But when you come for true love, it doesn't matter. Whatever, the way you look is the way the man is going to like you, is going to love you. Just the way you are, not because of all these artificial things. Yes, there are men that love artificial things. It's not all men that love natural things. There are some men that when you're with them, they'll say, why don't you make up? Why don't you do this? Why don't you make your hair? Why don't you, you know?
Yeah.
They just want you to put all those things. You know, when they look at you, they feel happy seeing you that way. You understand? And there are some men that when they just don't want all those things. So, in life, it's all about choice. You don't need to blame anybody for wanting to be any way they want to be, because they have the money. If you don't have the money to go and do any enhancement, you won't go for it. So if you have the money, you feel like that's the way you want to look like, you go for it. And any man that likes you the way you are would accept. But the only thing I need to advise everybody is that if you know you cannot be able to provide, you cannot be able to do this, don't kill yourself. Go for what you can be able to afford. Get what you can be able to get. Don't kill yourself. That's one thing that is killing us in this country.
All right. Thank you so much for calling. Kathy or Kachi or Kathy. I know there is a car and something else at the end. All right. So how many minutes now? Okay, more like 1 minute before the news. Okay, I won't take any calls now. I'll take the calls after the news, all right? So let's see what we have on WhatsApp. Someone here says, most men, if not all, you cannot say all, aren't going through that stress again. Nobody's even toasting you past a week. Pata pata, 1 month and we move. The world is already stressful right now. Don't come and add to a man's headache by making him chase after you. Nobody's proving anything to you anymore. As I'm toasting you, be doing background check on me, as I'll be doing on you too. If the information you find out about me, which of course would include my worth, plus the one I will share with you in conversations, is not enough for you, take a walk. I'm not adding to the headache. I'm not saying that. Have Blab have put me into by trying to do extra to prove to you I'm this or that. Last, he's the prize. Okay. Thank you very much for your message there. But what's your name? I don't know your name. Anyway, so I'm seeing a voice note here. I will play that later on. Okay. Someone here says, hi. You say, I don't like artificial women and I can't go for them. There's a girl that came to my house wearing artificial bonbon. When I touched and discovered that she's wearing artificial, I asked her to leave my house. All right. Good afternoon. My name is Constance.